Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Why does Jesus say to the paralyzed man in today's gospel reading, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven"? Is his sin the presenting problem? I mean, when he comes to Jesus, he's lying on the bed and he can't walk. You would think that Jesus would say to him, "Take heart, my son, I'm going to heal you. Take heart, my son, rise and walk. Take heart, my son, you don't have to be paralyzed anymore. You can walk, you can run, you can use the legs that I, God Himself, made for you to use. Why? Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." Well, sin really is the fundamental problem. While paralysis may be a presenting problem, maybe it is a symptom, it is a symptom of a much deeper problem that we all have. A problem that presents, where we see its symptoms in different ways. We see disease, we see hatred, we see anger, we see sin, we see people hurting one another. All of it is the result of the corruption that came from the fall, the sin that all of us were born with. That's the real problem. And so, the forgiveness of sins is what this man needs, and it's really what all of us need. And it's because of the forgiveness of sins that this man can take heart. He can be of good courage. He can cheer up. That's the word there that says, when Jesus says take heart, can be translated in those ways. Be of good courage. Cheer up. He can cheer up, be of good courage. He can take heart because Jesus, the Son of God, is there speaking His word of forgiveness. Your sins are forgiven. And it's because of the forgiveness of sins, then, that all of us, every single person in this room, can be of good courage. That you, today, can take heart. That you, no matter what issues you face, no matter what difficulties you confront, no matter what fears you may have about the future, that you can take heart, that you can be of good courage. Because of the forgiveness of sins that comes from the very Son of God. And why is this? First, the forgiveness of sins means that you can take heart even when you suffer from disease. You'll see that as the answer in the first point, point one, in your sermon outline. Because the forgiveness of sins means that you will get perfect healing at the resurrection of your body. And so whatever disease you might suffer from right now, whether it be cancer or paralysis or any other debilitating chronic illness, you can take heart because you know that with the forgiveness of sins given because of the cross of Jesus Christ, one day that disease will not be there, that your body will be raised without that. Even if it is a chronic disease, even if it is a genetic disorder that you were born with, you can take heart that at the resurrection, when Jesus comes back, that all of those who have died in Christ will be raised and they will be with Christ forever. And all of those who are still alive, who are left, when Jesus returns, will be raised and all of those diseases will go away. Our bodies will be glorified. The bodies that we have now will be glorified, and they will not have those genetic disorders, those chronic illnesses. They will not get cancer. They will not suffer from these things. And so whatever you struggle with and suffer with now in your body, you can take heart because you know that there are better things to come because of the forgiveness of sins. And why is that, though? It's nice to say that, but why can we say that the forgiveness of sins gives all of these things? Because the reason we have all of these diseases is because of sin. And so when sin is taken care of, when sin is addressed, then we know that we have the resurrection of our bodies to the perfect life, life and health that we were meant to have in the Garden of Eden. This is what you can look forward to when you receive the forgiveness of sins. And so when you hear the words, "I forgive you all your sins," at the beginning of our service, when you come to the altar rail and you hear that you are going to receive the body and blood of our Lord for the forgiveness of your sins, you can take that knowing that whatever disease you have now or whatever disease you might confront in the future, you can say, "But I have the forgiveness of sins. I can be of good courage now because this body, no matter how frail and weak it may be right now, this body will be raised. Just as I receive the resurrected body of Jesus right now, the body that was killed and given into death and that suffered horribly on the cross, because of that body that was crucified and risen, my body will be raised to a new life. I will rise on the last day without any of this." But that is not all that we have as a result of the forgiveness of sins. That is not the only reason that you today can take heart and be of good courage. Because of the forgiveness of sins, you can take heart even when you suffer the loss of friends and of family. Why? The forgiveness of sins means reconciliation and life with God for eternity. It means that you will be with our Lord, who does not change, who does not go away, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And He promises, "I will never leave you or forsake you." He promises that He will not go away. He is the eternal God. And He promises that because of the forgiveness of sins won by Jesus, you have one who will be with you forever, even when everyone else goes away. Even when your friends leave and your family dies, your loved ones are no longer with you, you can have the assurance that there is one who will never leave you or forsake you. The death of Jesus on the cross means you are reconciled with God forever. And that is the thing that you hold on to. That's the one that you want to be with forever in eternity. More than anyone else, that's the only one who does not change, who does not go away, whom you can depend on when everything else fails. And the cross gives you reconciliation with Him. In the hymn that we sang right before the sermon, "Lord, Thee I love with all my heart," we sang in the first verse, "Earth has no pleasure I would share, yea, heaven itself were void and bare if Thou, Lord, wert not near me." That is what Jesus came to give, is to give you reconciliation with the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so that you are with Him forever in eternity. And to be without Him, that would not be heaven. Heaven is life with God forever. Hell is separation from Him. And what you look forward to as a Christian is to being with God forever. The one who does not change, who does not fail, the one who made you and created you and loves you more than your friends and your family can ever love you. But that is not all that the forgiveness of sins gives. These are not the only reasons that you can take heart because of the forgiveness of sins. Not only can you take heart because the forgiveness of sins means the healing of your body, it means reconciliation with God and life with Him forever, but you can also take heart because the forgiveness of sins gives you something that will never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. The forgiveness of sins means you can take heart even when you see the loss of the things of this world. Even if you were to lose all of your material goods, even if you were to be thrown into poverty and have nothing, you can take heart because you have the forgiveness of your sins. You can take heart that even if everything in this world is taken away from you, you know that you have an inheritance in heaven that is there for you forever. One, because of the death of Jesus on the cross. And that you will be provided for there by your Lord. You will never hunger or thirst. He will wipe away every tear from your eyes. You will be led to springs of living water that are better than any of the waters of this world, that are better than any of the food of this world, any of the pleasures or comforts that our Lord provides for us here and now. And so even when these things go away, you can take heart because you have the forgiveness of sins, which gives you what you need for eternity. But this is not the only reason that you can take heart. Not the only thing that the forgiveness of sins gives you. You can finally take heart even at death because of the forgiveness of sins. When everything is taken away, when your life is about to end, and it seems that there is nothing left, when it seems that there is no hope for you, you believe and know that there is sure and certain hope because you have the forgiveness of sins. You know that you will be raised, that you will be with our Lord forever, that you will have eternal life and forgiveness and care from our Lord forever. You can take heart because you know that even when your eyes close in death and you breathe your last, that even this death, because of the forgiveness of sins won for you by Jesus, because of that, your death is not the end, but it is the gateway to eternal life. And so you can rejoice even on your deathbed. You can take heart, you can cheer up, you can be of good courage to face death because you know that Jesus went into death for you already. That his death was the payment for your sins. And that he gave you that body that died in your place to pay for your sins and rose to give you the promise of the resurrection of your body. And you can be of good courage. Even at that seemingly terrible hour, you even then can rejoice because your labors, your battle against sin and the devil is about to end, and you are about to go and be with our Lord, all because of the forgiveness of sins. So we see what the forgiveness of sins does in giving us reason to take heart and be of courage, of good courage, even in the face of disease, even in the face of the loss of friends and family, even in the face of the loss of your worldly goods, even in the face of your death. If the forgiveness of sins is this important, if it is of such central importance, then you need to know that you have it. And how do you know that today you have this wonderful gift of the forgiveness of sins? You know you have it because of the word of Jesus. The word spoken here by his messenger that says your sins are forgiven to all of you who have confessed your sins. That says that his body and blood is given to you today for the forgiveness of your sins. The Lord gives his church, puts his church here in place to be the place where the forgiveness of sins is given out. Where poor sinners who come recognizing their sin, understanding that they have done wrong and that they have sinned against God and desiring to be reconciled to him, desiring to have the healing of their bodies and life eternal, come. And hear the Lord's word and come in humility to receive the forgiveness of their sins and the sure and certain promise that the forgiveness of sins is for them. But some will say, well, I don't need that. I don't need to be part of the church to have that, do I? I can just pray to God on my own, in my backyard, walking in the woods, doing whatever. I can pray at other times and just ask God for forgiveness. I don't need to be part of His body. I don't need to come and receive these things. The Lord invites you, yes, to pray to Him and call upon His name to receive His forgiveness. But He has appointed a place and a time and a body, a flock, His body, the body of Christ, to be a part of, where you gather together and you hear His word directly to you. He has appointed messengers who are called to speak His word, to call to repentance, and also speak His word of forgiveness to sin, so that you may know that for the particular sins that you are burdened with, the particular sins that you know that you have committed and you feel cannot be forgiven, you can have His assurance that your sins are forgiven for you, directly and personally, spoken to you for your sins. So you do not have to wonder if your sins personally are forgiven. To use an illustration, imagine that there is a king who has a kingdom and a land, and one of his cities rebels against him. And the subjects in this city who have rebelled against him are put down, and some of them flee. But he offers pardon and forgiveness to all of those who have rebelled against him to come back, to once again live there, live under his care and protection in his kingdom. But those who were at the center of this rebellion might hear that and they might wonder if it's really for them. How do they know that they won't be singled out because they were the ones that instigated it? They were the ones that were the most guilty, it would seem, of causing this. How do they know and how can they trust that this will be for them? Well, for those, the king might write to them personally and individually, addressing them by name, and say, "You are offered pardon for your sins. You can be forgiven, and you can come and be in my kingdom. You don't have to wonder if it's just for everyone else, those who might have been led astray by you, but rather it is for you as well. The one who feels the most guilty, the most burdened, the one who feels that you've committed some sin that could not be forgiven." That is why our Lord gives His church and He gives His messengers called by His church to announce the forgiveness of sins, to forgive sins, actually to say, "Your sins are forgiven in the stead and by the command of Jesus," to speak like an ambassador speaks for the president, to speak in His name and to say, "To this sin that you have confessed, you are forgiven. God's forgiveness on the cross, won for you, is bestowed upon you." The Lord gives that through His messengers as He baptizes people, as He speaks the word of absolution here in the general confession, but also especially in the private confession and absolution that our churches offer, and also through the giving out of His body and His blood individually and personally to Christians who come on their knees confessing their sins. The forgiveness of sins is what our Lord wants to give to His people so that they may be of good courage. And because of the forgiveness of sins, we have life and health. And we walk and rise, just as this man rose, this paralyzed man rose and walked. He could walk with healing. We too will walk one day. We will be with our Lord forever, with His life and forgiveness. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.